Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
B-Pod Studios.
Putting you in the middle of the story.
Bob and Easton, Bob.
In the middle of the day.
You know why I love this show?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Because I have ADD. 38 seconds. I'm talking about Greer and Shanahan to Zolak TikTok.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I was waiting for it to get his headphone cord twisted up. Noontime hour here on Zolak and Bertrand. Let me sum up all the things in this Appendix A of the COVID doc. At a maximum, they can suspend a player up to 4 weeks.
Oh my!
It's buried in here, but it's here. These are all the different things that you can get fined for if you're not fully vaccinated this year in the league. Gathering outside of the club facility or traveling in groups of more than three people. Engaging in in-person activities, practices, or training activities with other players outside of the club. Gathering in any number for any reason with other players at a time when the club, oh, that's different, that's during an outbreak. Attending indoor nightclubs, attending an indoor bar, house gatherings of more than 15 people, attending indoor music events, attending professional sporting events, attending an event that is prohibited, blah, blah, blah. There's a million things that they can hit them with $14,650 fines. And then it says at the end, repeat violations of all the offenses listed above will subject players to an increased discipline, including for conduct detrimental with a maximum fine amount equal to 1 week's salary and or suspension without pay for a period not to exceed 4 weeks. So the NFL could just add up all the times Aaron Rodgers broke protocol and say, we're giving you a two-game suspension. We're giving you three games. We're giving you no, whatever it is. They do have the ability. If you care, it's on page 93. 93, it's the very last page of this year's NFL COVID agreement. NFL, NFLPA, COVID-19 protocols for the 2021 regular season. It's in there, four games. They give them up to four games.
All right, who's got the balls?
The league knew about this. Their medical people had already been appealed to.
How upset are they?
NFL doctors had something on this. They had to have known. Jeffy in West Boylston. Boylston, that is Boylston. Jeffy, what do you got?
You there?
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I just have a conspiracy theory kind of going on with Aaron Rodgers stuff and then Cam Newton with all his vaccination issues. Do you think there's something related of him deleting his Instagram and everything?
Cam got vaccinated. Cam got vaccinated a couple weeks ago. He put it out there.
On his Funky Friday, he said, I am vaccinated.
Yeah.
Not immunized.
His Instagram got deleted. There may be... I don't know. Some issues.
It may have been a personal matter why he had to delete that Instagram account. It had nothing to do with football. Yeah, it's the sources indicate. And in fact, there are some people that screen grabbed some, I guess, Instagram Live things that were going on the night before.
And I don't know why Green Line Johnny got upset with me saying he played well in Philadelphia, which he did. Cam Newton. That was his best. That's the best he's looked as a Patriot. That Philly game.
What were the screen grabs?
Lady problems. Particular.
You got 99.
that he talked about in his Instagram Live?
No, I think one of the people may have been in, according to one of the... Someone sent us some screen grabs. Said, yeah, this has to be why he deleted it. Is maybe someone there that's not the, I don't know, not the right person? I don't know, something along those lines. I don't know. Paulie in the truck is back. I approved of this. So, Paulie, what do you got?
What?
All right, now, everybody step aside. Zolak, step up. Here we go. So, I told you, I've said this before, Scott, Rasputin, Zolak. I've said this before to you. I told you there was no booze in that Wendy's cup. The first drink I had was when your friends, your boys, JB and CJ, bought me a beer after they got me my tickets, the two tickets I needed for the Super Bowl, and I thank you very much for that. And if you had just told me that Tommy was there, when the next time you see Tommy, you told him, I said, if I told Paul that you were there, he said, after he gets through jumping all over you and telling you telling you you know, what a crazy Irishman you are, he said he would have asked you, and Tommy will laugh when you say this because he'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Say, Paulie told me to tell you, don't forget to look for the
You're such an ass. T-Bone, you're an awful person.
There are so many reasons why Tom Brady will never come back to the Northeast. There's one of them. Shocked that I didn't tell him Tommy was behind me. Instead, I just said, look at me, look at me. What do you want me to look at you for? I mean, I'm looking at you. Just keep looking at me. 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, what's new there, Paulie?
Oh.
And Paulie, I know maybe there wasn't liquor in there, but the way you were holding it, the way it was a used cup, the way you were inside a lobby, you just figured it was liquored up. The way you were dressed.
Doesn't mean anything.
It's a pretty swanky lobby.
Brady was right behind him. He had no idea.
Brady went down to see his family. And then they scurried him off into his room.
I can't believe T-Bone did that. So the next time Zoe sees Brady, he's supposed to tell him. Do you remember the first part?
No.
Well, we were getting to the payoff at the end of what Paulie really needed Brady to know from Zoe, and now we'll never know.
Oh, my God.
What?
I was there in the hotel that day, too, and I turned right around and went the other direction. Soon as I saw him and Paulie, I said, whoa, other way. I was with
the
my
player
dad.
Entrance was down the wall.
I was with my dad.
Facing out, the player lobby was left.
He had already wanted to strangle him from over at Radio Row when he was hooting and hollering and yelling from the behind the barrier.
I don't know that that Tony would suffer Paulie.
I don't think
he has any patience for.
No, very little patience.
That death chokehold.
Anything like that. Paulie, what do you got?
Yeah, I just wanted to finish telling Zoe your father loved me.
That's a lie. You gotta go. It's a lie.
Turn us up. Greatest Spring Sings.
I think I remember saying, don't kill him. We know him. I think that was what I said. Don't worry. He's one of our lunatics.
Dad, I'll tell you who you can kill.
Leave him alone.
That's a guy you can't kill. Yeah. I'm gonna make a ruling on this right now.
I'll never forget that entire day. And then Patrick Mahomes walked out from doing a Radio Row interview. He was wearing a really nice sport coat. Mm-hmm. And who, like, attacks him and puts his arm right around his shoulder?
No.
Paulie.
No.
Had his arm wrapped around Patrick Mahomes' shoulder, telling him how great he was.
That seems inappropriate.
And how wonderful of a quarterback he was, and how he's really exciting young player. And Paulie recognized his talent at a young age.
Yeah. Oh, Paulie recognized it at a young age.
You're gonna
not
do
the
great
father.
He said, you're going to do great things in this league.
Oh, really?
That's what he said to Patrick Mahomes.
This is why I would never show him Brady.
He would have done the same thing.
I would have fleeced him.
But I went right down that escalator. Right down. I'm not getting involved in this. Right back down the escalator to the basement.
Oh, that's where all the good stuff is going on.
Yeah.
Like the Grandpa Simpson meme.
It was that, but up one escalator and back down.
Yeah, Pat's offices were set up down there.
Back downstairs.
That's where all the tickets were. Everybody waiting for the tickets.
Saw Kevin Falk there that day, too.
Oh.
He was hanging out.
Poor Kev.
He
was at Seymour's thing doing really well, by the way. And nor did I know that Richard Seymour was so aware of everything that Ty Warren actually lost a daughter around the same time as Kevin Falk, and went on this emotional speech. It said it was like Hall of Fame speech. Seymour's, I haven't heard it. I didn't do it. I wasn't there. But it said, of them all, sadly, because it kind of got swept under the rug, this is one of the best that they've done. And then Bill showed up in a suit and went on and on about Seymour. Uninvited, just showed up in a suit. All the other ones, he just showed up in flip-flops and fishing shirts. He loves Seymour. Traded his ass. Loved him, though. Generational player, he called him. No comparable. There is no comp. So you traded him to the Raiders.
Yeah, to the Raiders you go.
Because you got two first-round picks.
Nate Solder ended up being the Seymour pick, I believe.
Yeah.
Through trading back into the next year type of situation.
Everybody needs a hungry heart.
Wow, that's terrible to hear. Yeah. 617-779-0985. We got more to get to this hour, including a reveal of some sort. We got a package yesterday. We're going to do an unboxing. We'll also talk to Bruce Arena. That's coming up at 12:50. Stick around.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
You want to talk sports in Boston, you talk to these guys.
That will now be a recycled take.
Right, but it's a retake. It's a reheated take. Microwave take.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Not good.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
If I was the 49ers, I would have taken the kid from Alabama last year. You know, nothing against the guy that they took. It's just that more pro-style offense, more used to being in pressure situations than that. And I don't know, we'll see what happens in San Francisco, but nothing against, you know, Trey, but it's one of those things that here's a guy that's got a great team behind him, and they're always fun to watch.
Count Joe Montana. Among the Mac Jones fans out there, he says he would have taken Mac Jones over Trey Lance. How about that? 49ers legend bashing the 49ers.
I know why he loves them.
Why is that?
It's the same. It's the same build. No chest. Built somewhat like a pear. Skinny pear. Not fat pear. Skinny pear. Not a big neck, kind of a little bit of a gawky, you know, 22, 23-year-old coming out of Ringgold High School, or 18 at the time, going to Notre Dame. And that was Joey. You see Joey now. He's got no chest. He got that, Hardy, he's got that fat that sticks out on his elbow. You know, like when he puts his arm straight down, just that fatty deposit right there.
Nothing worse than a fat elbow.
Nothing worse than a fat elbow.
Ooh. Do I have it? Yeah.
Let me see.
No, you don't see that.
I've never been self-conscious about my elbows before. Let me see
Joe
yours.
Joe doesn't like to wear short-sleeve shirts.
Let me see yours.
I don't have it yet.
Oh, my God. Yes, you do. Now, quit flexing.
Not flexing.
Yes, you are.
That's not fat elbow.
Look. Oh, my
chubbiest
God.
Chubbiest elbow I've ever seen.
You got the chubbiest, oldest-looking elbow. It looks like an elbow of an 80-year-old man.
Yes, it does.
That pipes.
Why are you all scratched up?
He's a man who does jobs. He works.
You know, he does not.
Physical, he does. He does physical labor at his home.
I itch in bed all night. I'm scratched. Dry skin. The year turned, and all of a sudden, our whole house is dry. Like, everything's dry. Skin cracks, your mouth, your feet. Moisturized. Yeah, that stays on long. Thanks, Tom. Never tried that before. Where'd you get the moisturizer store?
Yeah.
This kid's Montana. Oh, that's why Joe likes him. Joe likes guys like him. You know, Joe doesn't like the big athletic guy, you know, the 6'6", 6'7", but he doesn't like Josh Allen. But he likes this kid. Who else of his size? Look at Drew Brees type. You know, Joe likes those type of players. Joe had a tough time with Brady because Brady won more than Joe.
I was going to ask you a question.
Even though Brady also looks like this kid, too.
On this front, does Joe have a great relationship with his former team, the 49ers?
No.
I've never felt like he does.
They got forced out.
Can you imagine the day?
I lived it. I remember it.
Now, this would be 20 years from now, where the Patriots have just drafted a quarterback, and Tom Brady comes out and says, I wouldn't have drafted that guy. They got that wrong. Yeah, don't get me wrong. Nothing against that kid. But if I were the Patriots, I would have done it differently.
My dad tried forever. My dad tried forever to get Joe to come back home to Monongahela to do like a banquet.
Yeah.
There's always no. Too busy.
You like your dad?
No, it's too busy. And he has all of his mom and dad still live there. His aunt still live there. Everybody. Right next to the place. And then that rift with the 49ers started with DeBartolo and Carmen Policy. And you had a real pain in the ass in Steve Young. And Steve wanted to play. And he wanted to play badly.
Real pain in the ass Hall of Famer, Steve Young.
And yet, you also had Steve Bono behind him. So they had three good quarterbacks. Joe could have kept playing there, but he had a couple injuries here and there. And then they say, you know what? We're going to go with Steve. And Joe ends up going to Kansas City and is in Kansas City with Bono. Got Marcus Allen to go there, took that team to an AFC title game, went and played well elsewhere. And in fact, once Joe got out of San Francisco and all that rift and all that, he ended up coming home one year. He did the banquet, but he did it after he left and went to Kansas City. So.
What?
Nothing.
More distracted than Zoe.
I just opened the box. We had to get the box ready.
Open your Revolution box?
Yeah, my Revs box.
No, but I'm with you. I don't think there's tons of love.
I don't think there is either. Okay. But that's just a random aside to him talking up Mac Jones, because everybody is talking up Mac Jones and the Patriots this week, even some of their haters, like LaDainian Tomlinson. LaDainian Tomlinson, who has never been one to be fond of the Patriots or say nice things, says this about the Patriots.
Patriots.
I say contenders for the Patriots. I see this football team constantly getting better. You know, they're much better from what they were a couple of weeks ago. And this is a team that's playing complementary football all the way around. But the difference to me has been Mac Jones and how comfortable he has been running that offense. You know, from week one to now, he looks like a veteran player, really distributing the ball around to different wide receivers. I love the run game, so I'm going to say contender.
And LaDainian Tomlinson is a classy guy. Just ask him. He'll tell you he's a classy guy. He puts them as contenders. The Patriots are contenders. Wow. A lot of love this week. It's one good win, and there's a lot of love. But ride the wave as long as it goes. Let's go to Jeremy, who's in Framingham. Jeremy.
Hey, one sec.
All right. Take all the time you need.
Phone's frozen. I would have hung
up. Oh, thank you. Oh, here, I'm back.
All right.
Okay, so the other day I went to the Chicago Bulls and Celtics game.
Yeah.
And looking at the matchup with tonight, I see a lot of similarities between those teams. So I don't know. I think the Celtics are going to have a tough time on defense.
Okay. We'll look for that tonight.
Hold on.
Make a note of it, so mark it down.
Tough time.
Defense. Like, that means the other team will score a lot of points.
Right. Like you said, but like the Bulls game, right?
Yep. Okay, Thank you. Chris in Hartford, hello.
You know who Mac reminds me of, so? Eli. You know what I'm saying? I really think
a little bit.
He's got the balls. He doesn't have a real big arm, but he's really, really smart. Now, the question, though, is Eli in the Hall because he beat Tom twice in the big game? Thanks,
yes,
guys.
Yes.
You win two Super Bowls.
He's in.
And you play well in them, and you get your team to that stage. You can have a lot of other bad years. Yep. It just depends on what you value.
2-0 for that franchise, you're in.
But that only really applies to quarterbacks. Yeah. You wouldn't put in a running back who had two great years in one Super Bowls because it's just the nature of the position. As a quarterback, you sort of get extra credit for whatever your team's success is. Nature of the beast. All right, we're going to open up some boxes coming up next. It's from the New England Revolution.
That's nice of them.
They sent us the boxes yesterday. It said, do not open until November 4th. Today's the 4th. We're going to open them.
We're doing it next.
Yeah, we'll do that next, and we'll talk to Bruce Arena at 12:50.
Perfect.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Zone Beatles. Phone lines are always open for you.
Answer the phone.
Give us, if you want to call up out of the blue.
Answer the phone.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
So you've probably heard by now, it's gotten a lot of coverage today. The New England Revolution, the last of MLS's original 10 teams, has changed their logo. The last team to change their logo. Every other one of those teams that started in MLS back in the 90s has already gone through a rebranding and a logo change. The Revs have never done it. I believe some teams have gone through multiple changes. The Revs have stuck with their what is called the crayon flag. You see that on Hardy's hat right now.
Yep.
If you're watching on our simulcast, you're probably very familiar with it. The Revs logo. It's the flag.
Right.
No longer. That's what's in the box. New Revs stuff. Man, I'll tell you, you cannot find a nicer box than anything from the Patriots or Revs for obvious reasons.
They do the boxes upright. Well, They got a good box.
Yeah, when they have, you know, a pretty good hookup with the premier leading box company.
So you want to see the full crest first?
It tells a story.
It does. You ready?
There you go.
There it is. That is the new crest of the New England Revolution, and
Zoe's looking for a scarf.
They kept the name exactly the same. We had batted this about. Were they going to become an FC? Were they going to become an SC?
Right.
Were they going to be Real New England Revolution SC?
None of it. The box says, proudly not another FC.
New England Revolution United FC Real.
No, none of it.
No.
The team name remains the same, but they have a new logo. They're ditching the crayon logo. It's over. It's over. The logo is new. And it's an R that has
symbolism. The R is in the same font from the Boston Tea Party crates. So the lettering that was on the original Boston Tea Party crates.
There you go.
That is the R that they used.
Thank you.
I
knew there was some historic element to this.
The flowiness around it, that's kind of a nod to the traditional, you know, like flag and bunting and, you know, everything of a very regal nature.
So it's the same font as the East India, you know, trading company, this R.
Correct. Right. But then you see the strike through there?
Yeah.
That's the revolution. That's the revolution part. Right? That's about bringing the fight. But you'll see it is ingrained in there. Do you know how much thought goes into these things?
Too much.
It's unbelievable.
Too much thought. It's a sharp looking logo.
It's great. It is a good looking logo.
Yeah.
See, the truth is, hockey's always been here.
No, it's not hockey. It's a New England Revolution.
I won't lie, Hardy. I'm going to miss the flag.
Well, too bad, because I'm burning this hat right now.
It's a 90s logo, you know. Sort of a cheesy, goofy 90s logo that You could even say maybe Pat Patriot, the Flying Elvis, is of the same sort of era. That's all. I miss that. I miss that crayon flag of theirs.
Well, you're going to see it throughout the postseason. They are not changing anything. I think the players may come out in warmups with the new seal and or crest.
Yeah.
But they're not changing. I mean.
Oh, they're selling the scarves in the pro shop. So there's a picture of it right there.
Ooh.
That's wow. It looks great.
They didn't send you one, though.
They would have to be insane to change the kits at this point
in
the season.
I bet that's not even allowed. I bet you've got to do that between seasons or something. But here's what I would ask.
I don't know.
A lot of people have brought this up. T-Bone brought it up this morning. I saw some tweets about it today. It's not exactly typical to go through a logo change and sort of have this going on during a big playoff run. It's not the traditional way of sort of rolling it out. I think it's brilliant.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's paying attention now anyway.
Yeah, you could sell all your gear. You could start selling your T-shirts and hats and everything else. And then by next season, it's not foreign. It's brand new and everyone's got their stuff.
So
Who cares that the season's still going on? I don't understand what the complaint is there.
When they started going through all this, they did like focus groups and they brought in, you know, not just Revolution fans, but just sports fans. People who liked the team, people who knew about the team, people who didn't care anything about the team. And they told them, they made it a point of saying, this isn't coming from the Revolution. They just said, it's Major League Soccer. So they would get honest feedback. And some of the stuff they got on the old logo, it was not pretty. I mean, some of the stuff that was said about the team, they wanted to hear everything. They're like, okay, if we did do a new logo, what should you incorporate? Well, it should have, you know, something about this, that, that. And they brought it all together, and this is what they come up with. I think it looks great. Well done.
It looks modern.
Classy.
It looks modern.
But anchored in the tradition, Beetle.
No, you didn't go over
of the
top.
City and the Revolution.
Well, now you're just full of crap.
Do you
As
even
are
know
the
what
the, who
do you
get paid to make these logos?
Do you know that a big revolution took place this part of the country?
Is that true?
Many, many years ago.
Is that what they say?
Is there a gun in there?
50 or more years ago. It's probably not covered
in
history
a gun.
Books. Now they thought about including like a musket or something.
Yeah, it would have been nice.
Looked cheesy, they said. Well, it didn't look right.
That looks nice. That is sharp. A sharp logo.
Yeah. Why don't you make your hat fit?
It doesn't work.
What? Give it to me.
Get a huge head.
See, this is Velcro back here. See that? Now, put that on your melon.
Hi, Dad. Dad, we're doing a sweets today.
Jake in Boston.
Even Milligan got
has thoughts on the marketing, of course, and new logos.
Oh, T-Bone didn't.
I am livid about this. First of all, they do this.
No one believes that.
Oh, shut up.
No one, come on.
Shut up. They did something nice.
You're livid.
And you're going to rip them. Jake, the soccer fan.
How could you be livid about it?
Yeah.
How could you be livid?
Bring the fight.
I fought it.
Like, yeah, it's nice. Nice little logo. It's sharp. It's modern. I'll miss that little flag thing.
I don't think you're going to miss it as much as you think you are.
No, I just say I like that logo.
I didn't expect to be laying awake at night crying yourself to sleep.
It's just a nostalgic sort of feeling, you know? I think of those spots they used to run. The New England Revolution! Do you remember those, Hardy?
Yeah, and I also remember that they never won, but they're going to win this year, baby.
Yeah, they're going to be good. I don't know what it is with, all the changes. All the logo changes, uniform changes in that neck of the woods.
That looks good.
Tell you what, Rev's got to probably, no matter what they change to next season, they'll have a better uniform than the Patriots.
They do. That's they already have sure. a better uniform than the Patriots.
Absolutely.
Get the Revolution.
Yes! Thank you. Thank you, T-Bone.
It's even a little wax seal on the box here. What does your cost per box go up on that wax seal?
Well, for them, it doesn't go up at all.
Never mind.
What?
Oh, you should see the boxes for the Rolling Stone invites.
Oh. Everything. The welcome back media box.
Oh, my God. With the four cans of Bud Light seltzer.
Yeah, you open
it
up and it's cans of Bud Light and hand sanitizer. And you're like, you made a box for
this? The box is worth more than all the stuff that's in it.
When they did print season tickets and mailed them, those typically had nice boxes, too. Did they not? Recently? Recently they did.
What are you blowing your nose on?
Zoe's not giving his best effort today on this show.
Oh, stop it.
Let's just call that for what it is today. What's going on with you?
I'm fine.
Hardy, T-Bone, anyone else? Milliken? Anyone else want to? Oh, Milliken got it. What hat is that you're wearing, Milliken? You got a navy one?
It's a little drip. You guys like it?
The what?
A little drip.
They have boxes for all of us, but then they brought a big box of hats and shirts.
What's
also
wrong with him today?
No, they said give it to the drip.
I'm the drip.
What's wrong with him today?
I don't know.
He's off.
We'll let him have. We'll let him have the first question to Bruce Arena next. Off. I know what's off with him today.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's health. It's health related. Him getting healthier. It's part of that.
Oh.
Right.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Did you start today?
Yeah.
That's why.
Major headache today.
Okay then. All right then. Well, at least we have an answer on that. We'll talk to Bruce Arena next.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
You say dialogue, so says.
It's nice to have sort of this open dialect with you to where
dialogue.
What
did
I say?
Dialect.
I said dialect.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Let's go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Welcome in the head coach and sporting director of the New England Revolution. That would be the team with the newest logo in town. It's Bruce Arena with us. Bruce, what do you make of this new logo?
Guys.
Big day for the Revs.
Yeah, it's a nice logo. I like it.
What was your input? They sit you down in a focus group and ask you questions?
I had no input at all, to be honest.
I don't believe that.
Yeah.
They showed it to me, but I had no input. This is a project that's been going on for a while, and actually probably before I even got here.
Bruce, you have a big head.
Do I have a big head?
Yeah, large head.
A lot of people think I do.
Okay, because you don't wear a ton of hats, I see, nor do I.
Zoe only speaks literally.
I have the hat that was sent to me, and it barely fits my head. I look like a little kid in it.
I'm going to look at mine right now.
Yeah, take a peek at it.
To get your new hat, that's all.
You get the red or the navy,
Bruce? You used to be able to wear a helmet in your playing day, right?
Yeah, but they had to, weld two together.
Well, I just put on my hat, and it's too big for me.
Oh.
So I got to make sure we get you the right hat.
Thanks, buddy.
You guys should swap. Yeah, you guys should do a switch.
Largest fitted hat possible.
All right.
I will promise you, gentlemen, you get the right size hats. We'll work on it.
I guess the other news today, Matt Turner, officially called up for the U.S. men's national team. Couple of matches here. You okay with that? Are you comfortable with the timing of it, with the playoffs starting after your final regular season match on Sunday?
I'm okay with it. It keeps them active.
Yep.
And I think, the dream of every player is to play for your national team and to play in a World Cup. And this time around, it's only two games as opposed to three. And I believe we get them back November 15th, which is plenty of time to get them ready for the playoff game. So I have no issues with it.
He's November 6th. He's going to be in Jamaica playing on the 16th. So
okay, he'll be back the 17th then. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No. I just it changes your mind whether you're okay with it, but still should be enough
I'm
time.
Good. I'm good.
Okay, good.
I'm good.
I'm
more concerned about the fact that you don't have the right hat. Got to work on that.
Who, me?
No, well, Zoe.
No, Hardy's good.
Oh,
Hardy's all good.
Don't worry, Coach. You got enough to worry about. I'll go down to Pro Shop. I'll find one.
All right.
Hey, when you guys have long lapses, like you're going to have eventually coming up here, is it regular, same old day thing, or have you studied this as to this is what we need guys to do on certain days? I know the Patriots have done studies like that, especially when they go out West Coast. Maybe if they have 5 days in non-pads. Is there a science to it?
People always think there's a science to everything in sports, but But the luxury we have here, you just referenced, you know, the Patriots going out to the West Coast. We're going to be here the rest of the year. We don't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. So that makes things easy. We're not dealing with time change. We're not dealing with weather. We know where we're playing. We will know on Sunday when we're playing. So we will set up a schedule. We'll set up some practice games to prepare us for our opening game, which is the second round of the MLS playoffs.
The other biggest advantage you have is sleep, too, because
yes.
Sometimes you are not well rested when you travel, and some guys like certain beds, but sleep's a big player in this thing.
Yeah, you know, it can't be the worst thing that we're complaining about having too much time off. I think after going through such a hectic season, it's not the worst thing. We just got to keep in mind that we got to keep the players sharp, keep them hungry, and be ready to play for that game. But I think we'll be ready. We'll have no excuses once the playoffs begin.
I know you hold yourself and you've always held your teams to a high standard, but do you feel like as you enter the playoffs, this is the first time there's ever been real pressure to win and to succeed and go out and come out on the right side of a match?
Well, you know, we're used to, you know, competing and winning games. You know, what could be worse than, you know, having some pressure to have to win a game? I that's what we're supposed to be about. So I don't call that pressure. And, you know, we look forward to the challenge, you know, and if you let that bother you, then you're probably not going to be real successful. So we're going to move forward in the way we've done business all year. And I can promise you when that day comes, whatever date it is, we open up in the playoffs, our team will be ready to play. You know, I can't promise you whether we'll win or not. That's up to us being right on the day. But our team will be prepared. They'll be focused in the right way, and hopefully we get the right result.
There's a lot at stake on Sunday in terms of, you know, records, club records, MLS records. But I would think that going into this match and having the layoff that, you know, we've been talking about here, you would be putting your best starting 11 out there, something that is a playoff looking type of starting 11 in terms of substitutions and everything else. Is that, I mean, I'm not asking you to give away who's going to be playing, but is that what we can look for on Sunday?
I think that's a pretty accurate statement. We're going to put our best team out in the field to win this game. And certainly it's an opportunity to get us improved and ready for the playoffs. So it's a big game for us, regardless of the fact that at the end of the day, there's not that much at stake, in my opinion. So we can go out and play hard and try to be successful.
All right, Bruce. Well, congrats on the new logo.
Thank you. And we'll make sure we get you the right hat.
All right.
Zoe needs a scarf. That's what he's looking for. He really wants to be supportive with a scarf.
Love the blue scarf. Yeah.
Well, we'll get you one of those, too, when the new logo comes out for him.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bruce.
See you, Coach.
We're asking Bruce Arena, legendary coach, to get Zoe merch.
The bending over backwards for Zoe. I would rather you take the hat off if you're going to wear it like that.
Why? It's comfortable.
No, it can't be.
It is. You ever wear a hat like that?
No. I don't know anyone
else. Bruce Arena is always
Sunny Delight commercial.
This is one thing I'll never understand. Why Bruce Arena is as ridiculously gracious as he is with us.
Patient,
gracious, just, I don't know.
He must have a bonus. Just
gotta be something, man.
Do this weekly call-in.
Generous as he is.
Four things he does, you know?
He does like everything.
Make sure you do your car commercial. Deal with these three a-holes for 5 minutes a week. You know, and just move on. Send them beer. They're happy.
There's got to be a bonus in the contract for doing the interview. There's got to be.
Of course there is.
For dealing with us.
I didn't want to bring it up to him.
Yeah, what?
If he wins on Sunday, like as
241.
Coach, yeah, then he's got the all-time league record.
Yeah, I brought it up last week with him. I didn't want to ask again.
I know. It's just. But, I mean, they've already got the supporter shield. There's going to be all that presentation and stuff, but it's like there are more records at stake.
The pressure. Here it comes. They're expected to win now. When have they ever been in that spot? And Bruce has been telling us for 2 years, when do we get ripped? When are you guys going to start ripping us? Right?
You don't want to tighten it up. You got to play loose. Play loose.
Keep it light. Here comes the pressure. Now there's expectations. Got to win it all now.
It's kind of like that Week 17 game, or the Week 17 game for the Patriots years ago, when it was like, okay, you know, you got the first round. You got the first round by, it was like, but they really wanted to win.
Sometimes. They didn't. 2005, you had Matt Castle.
I'm talking about 07.
Second row.
I'm talking about 07.
Okay.
With undefeated, right?
Well, they had to against the Giants, yeah.
Right? But this is, you know, like, okay, it doesn't matter what happens result-wise in this game. Except all these records are it. And the fact that he is going to be playing, I think your playoff look is happening on Sunday in this match. Because they don't have a chance to get everybody out there again playing together until the playoffs start. This is the last time.
All right, back at it in 90 after these headlines. No commercials, right back.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.